looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How are you doing, Kathy Griffin?
My mom and I are opposite. She's very, very Catholic, and I am what you would call a fallen Catholic. Yes, I'm not alone. I fell so far, I woke up in Beijing, but that's me. No, the worst is I really piss her off when I call the Catholics a bunch of kid f***ers. I know, is that terrible? She gets so mad, too. I go, Mom, what are you following those kid f***ers for? No, wait. Here's her defense. Not all of them.
Yeah, she's right.
I said, that's it, Ma? That's the best you got? And she goes, oh, Kathleen, some of those priests hardly even touch those kids.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
What? Stop that. That's silly. Very silly indeed.
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
Well, you might have thought, oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, sure, boy.
Sure, boy.
It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
You might have thought, coming back with the Kathy Griffin clip, right? She's probably the celebrity that we could book, the genre of celebrity we could get on our show.
Yeah, especially since they've, made their final decision on The View.
Nope, we got somebody else, Mike.
We've got another newsmaker?
I don't know where you guys are pulling these guests from. I don't know whose ass you're diving into, but this is a guy named Mike Haig. And the way he was described to me was as a guy who has taken his front yard and had it turned into a town, and he's the mayor and the judge and the drunk of his own town.
Really? Yep. He's the town drunk?
Yep.
May be the only redeeming quality.
He does not collect vacuum cleaners. Let's welcome Mike Haig.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi there, Mike.
How you doing? Are you gay? No, just kidding. That's just a previous interview. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Mike, where do you live, sir?
I live in a little town called Mount Holly, Minnesota, population 4.
So the population of the town, is that your town? Is that your yard? Is that what you're talking about, or is that really the town?
Well, it's both.
It's both.
Okay,
oh,
please.
Now I'm confused.
Please describe. The way that the crack members of our staff, many of them on crack, described this to us was that you're a guy that got his front yard turned into an actual township.
Yep, that's true.
So you've got an infrastructure, you've got... how are your bridges, incidentally? Are they okay? That's been a big controversy lately. Is that okay?
No bridges.
No bridges.
Terra firma.
Are you a bridges. Drunk? Are you an alcoholic?
No bridges.
No, not so much, but I do like to tipple every once in a while, don't we all?
Tipple?
Tipple.
I like that. Is that slang from the region, from the state, or just your town?
I think it's a regional term.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I've got the music ready. Here we go.
All right, we have to play our interview music. Hold on a second. Small town music is what it is.
Well, it's another guy that our producers have found for us to talk with.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Mike. So you sit on your front porch and you made your own town, huh?
Yep. We bought the house 4 years ago and right from the get-go decided to establish it as its own city.
Why?
Well...
Yeah, I mean, really, why? And really, you know, we've been frustrated with a lot of these simple questions today. Please give us a good answer.
Please tell us why.
Well, you know, life seems to be pretty transient for people these days. You know, they buy their first house, and they decide they're going to live there for 2 or 3 years and then turn it over and buy another house for 3 or 4 years and buy another house. All right.
Yes, go ahead.
So we bought our house and decided we never wanted to leave from it. So if we were going to stay here, it might as well be our own city.
Fascinating.
That was kind of the basis of it, but it also grew out of my desire to have an elected official that represented my interests.
And you're the mayor?
Right.
Of Mount Holly. Why Mount Holly? Who's somebody in your family named Holly?
No, it just sounded like a nice place. Sounded like where Grandma was buried, you know?
Where is Grandma buried?
In a hole.
Is Grandma buried?
Or
is
in the ground, still, yep.
In the ground. She's, how long has she been dead and gone?
Oh, about 20 years.
Give me a second. Just
20 years.
I just want to read what it is, that how this was proposed to us today.
Okay.
I believe the email that we got from our producer said that this guy is a live wire.
Really?
I think that's how it was described to me.
Are you a live wire, Mike?
Sure.
How so? What's the craziest thing you've ever done in your life?
You're crazy, Mike. You're kooky.
And besides naming a town after your house.
All right, let's see. I forged a Greyhound employee's bus pass so I could travel around the country for free for 3 years.
Did you get in trouble for that?
Nope.
Really? Yeah, what's the drunkest you've ever been?
I can't remember.
Just
a moment.
Yeah. See how he did that?
Just a moment. Hold on.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay, here's what it says. This is what our producer sent me today. Bust out the butterfly net. We will be talking with Mike Haig. He's the mayor of Mount Holly, Minnesota. He incorporated his yard into his own town and population. This guy is a nerd. He understands this is odd. He is justice of the peace and the town drunk.
Uh-huh.
He should be fun.
All right. Okay. But what do you think about that description, Mike?
Yeah, it's ample.
How do you think
you're
doing?
Will you put the guy on the phone that apparently our producer talked to?
Weird. Mike?
Yes.
What is the worst thing you've ever done while drinking that you can remember?
This phone call?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
As an elected official, I don't know if it's in my best interest to divulge some of those things.
Fellas, there's just not enough time in this lifetime. Fellas, there's just not enough time.
Sure not.
For God's sakes, Kathy Griffin is out there begging for someone to talk to her. It's been nice, sir.
Mike, we wish you Godspeed with everything you do in your town.
Rather than treat you like our other guest today with cruelty and animosity, we'll simply say, screw off.
And enjoy the rest of your year.
Piss right off, you loser.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Don't worry.
Bye-bye.
It's not your fault.
Not your fault, Mike.
It's not your fault.
So long, friend. Can't do that
you
twice
are
in a day.
Never to blame.
Not your fault, Mike.
That's, I'd like to be Mike. Can we fake the interview? Please.
Remember, you're a live wire.
Okay. Yeah, now, I will be Mike. All right? Okay. And you be Don.
Okay, let me.
It
let me
kind
get
of in, is accurate.
Let me get into.
But I'm going to be Mike Haig.
Let me get into character for a minute.
Okay.
How you doing? I'm ready to rock on a good looking Monday. Okay, joining us now on the Don and Mike Show here is Mike Haig, Al's son.
Hey, how are you?
You're a live wire, huh?
Oh, I don't know.
You've got your own town.
I sure do.
And you're a drunk.
Well, no, not really. No, I'm not. I take a drink. I tibble once in a while.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
I don't remember. I was drunk.
Ass! Ass! Be entertaining for 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. I slipped out of character for a moment.
The self-appointed mayor of the teeniest, tiniest city in the south suburbs has a message. Do it your way.
Yeah, do it your way. We decided, you know, with the way people are transient, even his logic for doing it wasn't fun.
No.
You know, with people moving, we're going to stay here forever.
You know, if
unless there's a terrible tornado that comes by leveling the town of Mount Holly.
If I had my Nazi knife, I would have stabbed one of our producers today. It's a good thing that I don't have my Nazi knife with me today.
You know, that could have resulted in police
what
calls.
What makes a Nazi?
And death.
How does he get that
and
way?
And carnage and
I'm
everything.
I'm finally understanding what drove them to that.
Yes, I know.
When Hitler had his morning zoo show, he must have been just fed.
That's it.
Bad guest after bad guest.
He wasn't a house painter. He was a frustrated radio personality. That's exactly how it went down.
I'm sure the glowing reviews are pouring in now.
Amen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I was calling to inform Don and Mike, and they may have already said it. I just got in. There is a Michael Vick dog chew toy that's available now.
I actually seen that on AOL when I signed on to get that mail from John.
You got a manufacturer and everything, real, legitimate, wrapped, go out, buy it in a store type thing?
It looks just like a little squeezy doll, and it's him wearing the jersey. It's just cute as all. Hey, maybe you could book the guy that made those.
I was going to actually just book the caller.
You know, that'd be easier. Sir, let me ask you, what do you think about a guy that sets up his own town of only four people in his yard?
He hung up, Mike.
Okay, well, that's probably the answer he would have given me anyway.
He hung up.
I did want to tell you that when Hitler had his radio show, he didn't use the name Adolf Hitler. It was Detective Lieutenant Michael Scott Hitler.
Now, how many people are going to respond
just
to that?
Just one.
Just one.
And that's your problem.
For an audience of
you
one.
You goddamn sycophant. No. Stop playing to an audience of one. Please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what did I do? So sorry. Hello.
Hello?
Don. Oh, great.
Hey!
Here's a guy that's the mayor of. See, this guy is the president of his own town.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi, what do you want?
Tom, you sound excited today.
Yeah.
Why?
You know why?
No, why?
No, why?
Now, hold on, Tom. You can't say the word a-holes. You said the whole word. You can say a-holes. And then what was that trumpet sound we heard?
It's something on.
You get a sampler?
Yeah.
You got sound effects?
Yep.
Oh, play them for us.
Give me a sound effects, CD, would you?
Yeah. Oh, back there.
So, Tom, wasn't someone from MySpace trying to take you out to Wichita, Kansas?
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened with that?
I don't know.
Well, what do you mean you don't know? You said they were a-holes, Tom. What did they do to you?
They only bought one ticket. I'm not going to.
You're not going out alone?
Nope.
No, I don't blame you, Tom. That's the one I like. Hit that one a bunch of times. Again, hit it again. Come on.
Let's see what I've got.
Guitar lick.
Hold on.
Want to hear our sound effects, Tom?
What?
Want to hear our sound effects?
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Here we go. Yeah, yours are better than ours, Tom.
Much better. How many do you have, Tom?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We haven't heard any of them then. You've only played a couple of them. Tom, you keep playing the guitar. Do you have any others?
Tom?
Tom? Tom.
That one's a duck.
Hold on. Hold on, Tom. Let me see if I got one for you here. Hold on. Here's one of our sound effects.
That's the chimpanzee.
Yes.
Very good, Tom.
Very good.
Now play. That's your duck.
Uh-huh.
Now play another one. What was that, a whip?
Yep.
How about this one, Tom?
Screaming.
No, pig.
No. A squealing pig.
I got one.
What do you
right.
got? I actually kind of...
Tom, was that you screaming?
Tom? Let's go on, Mike.
Tom?
However, I've just discovered we have a whole disc full of great screams.
I've never heard these.
Me either.
Oh. Wow. Oh,
Mike. You're so good. Oh, Mike. Not there, Mike.
Yeah. That's
what you
that's
say.
Exactly how I said
that's
it.
What you say.
Yeah. What was that?
I have no idea.
That was a sneeze? That is the worst sneeze I have ever heard on a sound
that
effects
sucks.
Record.
Terrible.
Oh, that was
that snot?
That could have been better. It's Al Roker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, loved it. Mark Traub and I have both been doing lines all day.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Uh-huh. That I enjoyed. That's
now,
a bird.
Now he's on the horse.
I know it's not a bird. Hello? You just looked at me and said it's not a bird. What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ. Rob just looked at me and said, that's not a bird.
Well, he wanted to straighten me out.
A bird. That's somebody brought the donuts to WJFK.
What is this?
Like bats.
Somebody eating the donuts.
Right, after they've been there 4 days. Yes, sir. That's the donuts once they make their way down to the traffic department. The aforementioned horse. All right.
The cow says.
You know, if you're a DJ and you don't enjoy these moments, mm-hmm. you shouldn't be in the business.
That's true. Sound effects are fun.
Ooh. Foreign animal. Winged of some kind.
What's this one? Is just a guy eating? Hold on, no. This is just a guy eating?
Yeah, but you know what I don't like about that? It's fake. It's fake eating.
Overdone.
It's totally. Is that slurping with a straw?
That is.
That was a
slurp.
Good one.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That is a sound I make.
Mark Traub and I have both been doing lines all day.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a sound that I make sometimes in the morning.
What?
I have a request.
Okay.
I think I'll like this one.
Of course, he picks the one that's 180.
There we go.
Is that a gagged woman?
Yes.
It's a gagged woman. I knew it was. Just based on your joy.
It's a bird.
Right. Evening, honey. I'm home. Don got me my dagger. Don got me my dagger. Yeah, I know you'd be pleased. No, I am putting it up there.
Who what? Loves you, baby?
Then he gets real closer and says, I can't hear you.
Of course, Curly from the Three Stooges.
Mm-hmm. Not that nice.
Oh. Okay, Jesus, honey. No wonder Rob's got a muzzle in your mouth.
Now, what is that? What's that labeled?
Ecstasy.
That's a giant panda.
Hello.
A donkey.
Hi. Oh, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, we're having fun now. I bet you're enjoying this part of the radio show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a horsey horse.
Very good. Now we're doing this.
How about this one, Tom?
That's a cow. That's a horse again.
Yes.
How about this one, Tom?
Galloping.
Maybe trotting.
Crumbling.
Okay, let me move to a totally different area. Try this one.
Doggy.
Very good.
Dog.
Yes, yeah, a dog that's whining.
Yep. Yeah, and it's one of the other ones.
Welcome to night school.
Jesus.
When he says it.
Hello?
Tom, hello? Do you have a dog?
I used to have one, so.
That last one I may enjoy more. That scream.
That's top drawer.
That's Monday morning in the Ardinger house.
Yep.
What's this? What's going on here? Like farm animals of some kind? Great outdoors.
Farm animals! Farm animals!
A man having sex with the animals.
Yeah. Right?
He's not here now.
Where is he at?
There ain't no room for him here
and
right
Charlie.
Now.
And Charlie.
He's not here.
Oh, he's not here.
He's not here, boy.
Yo, this is almost fun.
All right, Tom. Guess one more, and we're out of here. You ready?
Wait, what do you want? Which one? Not that one.
You don't want to guess that one? Can't figure that one out?
Try this one.
Nope.
You don't know that one? Try this one, Tom.
Cricket. Cricket. Cricket.
Nope.
Nope, not a cricket.
No, you're wrong on that one.
Try this one, Tom.
Turkey.
Turkey is not correct. No, turkey is not correct. Come on. Put your freshly painted thinking cap on. Wait a minute. Was that you? Was that
you? Kiwi lemon yelling.
No.
That's a sheep.
No.
Do another.
A sheep.
Tom, you're not doing very well.
One more, Tom. What's this?
Alfonso Schofield
Jr.,
your father.
What is that one, Tom?
A piano?
Piano.
No, a piano.
It's a mayor.
It's a mayor of Washington, D.C.
Yeah!
Did I get it right?
What's that, Tom?
That's a chainsaw.
Right.
That's right.
And that's what's going to happen to us.
Tom, take us to break.
Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.